Welcome to our Eagles Live Podcast, episode 23. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, and I would like to start the show with this thought. From this point on, until the team has completed its season, hopefully with a win in Super Bowl 51, we will have Eagles football to talk about all the way through. Training camp begins next week, and well, it just can't get here quickly enough. In this Eagles Live podcast, we're going to take a look ahead at two key positions, one on offense and one on the other side of the ball. On defense, new coach Ken Flagel has some promising pieces to work with at the linebacker positions, and we'll chat with him in just a few moments. First, though, the focus is on the offensive line, a group that the Eagles intended to address heavily in the offseason, and they did just that, signing two interior linemen in free agency, Brandon Brooks, who's expected to start at right guard and provide a big physical presence to the offensive line, along with Stefan Wisniewski, a key player to challenge for playing time at center and the left guard spot. And then in the draft, the Eagles selecting two linemen that they feel really good about developing. All of that makes line coach Jeff Stoutland very, very happy. He talks about the offensive line prospects here. Stout, everybody wants to know about the offensive line. You're the guy. What do you leave this spring with heading into training camp? What do you think you have up front?
Most importantly, we have a lot of depth, which has been a little bit of an issue here. With the addition of Brandon Brooks and Steph Wisniewski, we've really added a great amount of depth. Now, we drafted two young players, Isaac Suamalo and V. So that's four new guys with creating a lot of depth.
So you're just giving up on V's name, right? You're just calling him V.
I tried a couple times and I screwed it up and he looked at me and said, Coach, just call me V. Don't call him Big V, just say V. So that's kind of how we call him.
All right, let's go left to right here. Jason Peters, certainly one of the elite left tackles. Is he still an elite left tackle in this league?
Yes, he is. I say that with a lot of confidence. He had a great spring. Jason was a little banged up last year, but fought through it all, but really wasn't himself. He's back to being extremely healthy and in great shape and had a really good spring.
Stout, how do you see the left guard position?
I see a lot of competition. Al had a really good spring as well, but when you got a lot of other players that you're getting a chance to look at. So I think I'm very confident in Al's ability, most especially in protection. Run game has improved a great deal this spring. Very happy with the way he's surfacing blocks and taking the instruction. So we're going to let it play out. You know how it happens throughout the course of the preseason. It's a hard camp. It's physical. Guys get banged up. People get injured. And it always has a way of working its way out. So all I know is we are in a much better situation than when we were before from a depth standpoint. Now we just have to find we're going to be all right.
How do you get Isaac, who missed most of the spring because of his graduation and the rules, the NCAA rules at Oregon State, how do you get him up to speed and really ready for the heart of training camp?
There's no substitution for actually doing it. You could sit in a meeting room, you can hear the presentation, you can see the video, but until you actually perform and do it, it happens so fast at this level that, so he's going to be a little behind when he gets here. Now, he and I have been doing work in the evening on Skype and grease board work every single night since the draft. So he's going to know everything from a mental standpoint. It's just a matter of, he's missed all these reps. So I think we've run over 800 reps this spring and he's missed all those things. So he has to catch up from that standpoint, from the technique that we're using, that kind of stuff.
Dad, it's interesting. And I know the media doesn't matter to you. One year, Jason was an all-pro center, Pro Bowl guy. And then the next year, he was really criticized quite a bit. I mean, how do you look at Jason and in this offense surrounded by Allen or whoever plays left guard and then also Brandon on the right side?
The guy is a good player. He's been a good player. He's been solid for us, not only physically, but from a leadership standpoint and a guy that provides, sets all the protections in the run game. Our players and our team know his value.
Now you've had Brandon on the field since April in the flesh, working with him day to day. I wonder how you feel about him after really working closely with him and seeing how he fits into the scheme.
Well, I told him prior to him leaving, a lot of these players, before they leave, they want to know what they can do to get better. So when they go home and they train wherever they're going to go, they want to know what they can focus on a little bit more at. So I provide each guy something that I think that they need to work at a little bit more than something else, say. And so I told him, I said, boy, I'll tell you what, after evaluating your film in free agency, we do that with all the players. I said, some of the things that I maybe thought there were some issues with, that's your strength. His use of his hands and protection are unbelievable. Getting at the second level and blocking linebackers, he's been extremely productive doing that. So he keeps the protection in the middle firm. It helps Kelce. It helps to have a guy like him with his intelligence and just his physical presence next to Lane. Lane hasn't really had that. When you work together with someone over a period of time, you begin to grow with each other. And I think that's starting to happen. At least I know it's already started to happen. And I think it just gives the players around him more confidence that they know he's going to be right where he's supposed to be at the proper time. It's all timing. It's all angles. And he's done a great job so far.
Now, you've mentioned the depth. I don't think a lot of people outside of here talk about the depth. All of a sudden, you've got Wisniewski, who started 77 games in his career. You've got Dennis, who started. You got Matt, who started. Andrew, who started. Talk about what that means to have players with starting experience potentially as backups here.
You could say, oh, this player has all this potential. We drafted two young players, and they're good players. Believe me, they're good players. And I'm glad we have them, and I'm glad we drafted them. They don't have any NFL experience right now, and that's so important to understand. These players that have played in actual games over the course of a season or a couple seasons, they have that under their belt. That's huge to know the speed of the game, to anticipate the movement up front, all those things. The more you play, the better you are at that stuff.
From the time the pads go on, how much does it change in just in terms of the evaluation? Is there a lot of difference, or do you feel like historically you know what you have going into training camp?
No, I think we know what we have going into training camp. Now, as the pads go on, it becomes more physical and the speed of the game actually even increases. We look at offensive linemen, we use the phrase critical factors, and there's probably 10 of those factors that we look at for offensive linemen. When we do watch a film, we don't just sit there and watch the film. We're looking for these critical factors in regards to what their value is. And so we got the right people. We just now need to put them in place.
I'm excited. I want to have a great offensive line always, right? Are you excited?
Absolutely. I'm always excited. I love coaching these guys. They're a great group. They're just eager to learn, and they were great this spring. They did a great job.
On the defensive side of the ball, Flagel oversees the linebackers in the 4-3 front the Eagles are playing. How will it look when the season begins? But for now, Flagel has Nigel Bradham on the strong side, Jordan Hicks in the middle, and Michael Kendricks on the weak side. Flagel is excited about what he saw through the spring practices.
Now, we still have a lot of things to get accomplished. There's a lot of things, little things, that we need to detail and work out as we get through fall camp. But it's been a positive response, and I think the players have embraced the new scheme. We'll continue to build it through the fall.
In the middle, Jordan Hicks in year number two goes from his scheme last year, the success he had last year, and now he has to run the defense. Got to grow up really quickly. What do you look for from somebody who's calling the shots at middle linebacker?
Well, the first thing, Dave, obviously, is they've got to be great game managers. You know, we put a lot on them as far as in terms of setting the front, and then there's a lot of audible stuff that we do with the defense, depending on the offensive formation. So he's got to be a great game manager. He's got to have that persona about him, about being able to change calls and be very vocal about it. And I think he's embraced it. I've been encouraged by Jordan. He's a sharp young man. I think he likes the leadership role that he has to assume as being a middle linebacker in this defense. You know, his big deal is just being able to stay healthy. And I think he's worked hard to do that. You know, we're bringing him back slow after the surgeries that he's had. Hopefully he'll have a great season. He'll stay healthy. And if he can stay healthy, I think he's really going to have a great year for us.
Not the biggest guy physically. So what does he bring to kind of compensate for that lack of the bulk and the girth?
Well, obviously, the mental approach to it, you know, being a sharp kid, and I think that will help him. And then, you know, he's got good movement skills for being a middle linebacker. So there'll be ways that we can, you know, maybe work around that he's not, you know, a 255-pound guy in the middle. But as you know, in the NFL nowadays, 60% of it is third down snaps anyhow. You know, his ability to play in space and be a good movement athlete, get good matchups, those types of things in the passing game will pay a lot for us in the defensive side.
How do you feel about what you saw from Michael Kendricks on the weak side back in a 4-3?
Encouraged by Michael. Again, just like all our linebackers, has got some detail work to get accomplished, to progress. But Michael is a very explosive athlete. He can run very well. He can really generate a lot of strength and power out of his hips. I'm encouraged by him. I think he could be really a good player for us. Obviously, you know, the detail of assignments are going to be the things that he'll continue to work on. But encouraged by him, think he can be a fine player for us as well.
For those fans who don't know Nigel, Ken, what can they expect from Nigel Bradham?
Well, you're going to like Nigel, especially when we put the pads on, because I think he's going to bring a real swagger to our defense. Nigel's a very intelligent guy. Again, has a great grasp of this defense. Certainly him playing for Jim in Buffalo gives him a leg up on some of the other guys. but he's a really a tough nut. When it comes to the running game and the physical aspect of playing in the National Football League, this guy is going to be really good. I mean, he takes a lot of pride in his ability to be physical. He plays downhill in the run game when he gets matched up on running backs, I think, on pass protection. He's going to win his fair share of those battles. So I think Nigel brings a real tough guy attitude to our linebacking crew.
Ken, how do you feel about the depth behind those projected starters?
Well, that's one thing that's a little bit of a concern. Now, I like some of the guys that we have back there, but they don't have the playing experience that the top three guys do. You know, certainly with Nigel playing in Buffalo, you know, with Jordan before he got hurt, his playtime last year and Michael's playtime, you know, those guys have a lot of NFL snaps or enough NFL snaps behind them, you know, that they have some game experience. The guys behind them don't have a lot of game experience, and that's something that we have to hopefully develop through the preseason, and they have to grow up fast.
Thank you, Ken.
You got it, buddy.
Now, as we put this Eagles Live podcast together, the roster stands at 88 players, the maximum roster capacity, 90 players. We'll see if the Eagles make moves as they start ramping up for training camp, which begins on the field on July 25th. That will do it for this Eagles Live podcast. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together so perfectly, and thanks to you for tuning in. We've got a lot of Eagles football ahead with the start of training camp, so make sure you subscribe to the Eagles Live podcast and get your weekly fix from the inside. Let the countdown begin until the start of training camp, and in the meantime, have yourselves a great Eagles day.